Jennifer is, as you heard, the recycling coordinator of, at Vanderbilt University, which is a position that was recently in the November of 2006 installed. And but she has been working on recycling for over 10 years at Vanderbilt, first as a student in the Divinity School. And she will now talk about the several recycling initiatives at Vanderbilt. And I'm very glad you could come.
Glad to see you all tonight. And I'm going to talk with you about the history of recycling at Vanderbilt combined with what we're recycling, my own history with this program, where we are now, as well as where we're going. And I want to make it clear that I'm only speaking about the campus side because, as Andrea mentioned prior, the medical side has its own initiative going, and that's very different from what I'm working on, although sometimes we try to work on items together to see if we can provide some cohesiveness to the whole Vanderbilt recycling project. So the history of recycling at Vanderbilt, some of you have been here the whole time that we've been doing it, 18 years. We've had a skeletal program in place that primarily composed of white office paper. So there were some also aluminum can projects. Most of those were little independent money-making operations for the people who were hosting them in their own buildings. So then over the years, we've increased the program to take mixed paper, aluminum and tin, plastic bottles numbers 1 and 2, and though we don't have a pickup service yet other than residential halls, we also recycle corrugated cardboard, meaning that we now have a Peabody Recycling Center, which is open to all employees and students 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and is just behind the new Commons building. So we have a cardboard compactor there, and you can open it up and put your cardboard in anytime. And our staff comes by and compacts it a couple times a day. So it's a fantastic operation. Additionally, we're also recycling electronic waste, computer systems, compact fluorescent light bulbs, pallets, scrap metal, ink cartridges, and soon we'll be recycling batteries as well. We don't quite have that up and running for the whole campus at this time, but we should in the near future. In the last decade of this two-decade program, we hired Alvin Patterson. He's a housekeeper that was promoted into being a full-time recycling picker-upper. And that means that he's in charge of all 65 administrative and academic buildings, and he goes liner by liner and empties all of the recycling for all of us. And that's his full-time 40-hour-a-week job. So in order to grow that program, we know that we need to expand both the amount of recycling that we're doing and also change the way that we're picking up the recycling in order to improve our own efficiency. And so we are working on that. That is underway. And Alvin will continue to be a part of that program. So we also, as Brent mentioned, in the last decade, got a student volunteer program up and running for the residence halls. So what does that mean? We have student volunteers who come in groups to pick up all of the recycling for residence halls, and they do pick up cardboard as well for their peers. Just this past semester, in order to try to address overflow issues, we hired a few work-study students. Federal work-study allows us to pay one-fourth of the student salary, and the government pays three-fourths, and so this has been a cost-effective way to sort of fill in the gaps where it's been needed. And so far, that's really been an immense help, because part of what I heard very loud and clear was, well, we don't want to recycle because it's always overflowing and blah, 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 blah. So we said, all right, let's correct the overflow problem and see what happens then. And people said, hey, I don't feel so bad about recycling anymore. And so the next thing they said to us was, well, you know, if you gave us a bin for our room, we'd be happy to recycle. So we're working on getting them bins in their rooms, and now they're going to recycle and have a place where it's not overflowing to do it. So those bins are currently everywhere in the Commons. That was part of the initiative for having the green Commons facility and residential halls over there. And then by the next academic year, we will have the residence hall recycling bins everywhere in every dorm, with the exception of the high rises. So they'll be last probably in the next fiscal year thereafter. So we're phasing it in as finances allow. Also, we hired a recycling coordinator. So that would be me. Finally, in terms of what we are recycling, we understand that there is a pileup of phone books all over campus, and that people aren't really sure. There used to be a system for getting rid of them, and at some point in the recent past, that system kind of fell apart, and so we're looking to fill that gap with a phone book recycling drive. Some of you are old enough to remember drives from the past to raise money and effort. So we're doing it not only to get the money returns, but also to raise awareness about the recycling program. And that's going to be coming on March the 17th, tying in with St. Patrick's Day because it's a green theme. So we will have a system whereby volunteers will staff the giant dumpster that we'll have brought onto campus in three separate locations. And then we'll have these rolling garbage cans are called toters. And any employee or student can check out a toter for a period of time that day, and they'll roll it back to their department or office or dorm room and load it up with phone books and mixed paper and newspaper and anything they want that tears. And we'll put it all together into this mixed paper, and it'll be a big clean out day for all of the old phone books that you get three times a year. So there's a Yellow Pages, a White Pages, and a Vanderbilt directory all coming at you in July, October, and January. So until we come to that paperless age that we've been striving for so long, we're still using these phone books and directories, and they still keep coming year after year, so we want to make sure that they're going away properly. All right, so my history with the program, as Manuel mentioned, I did start in November 06, but more of in a consulting capacity. So I came around building by building in all the 65 administrative and academic buildings, and I asked questions. That was my whole purpose, to say, let's start with finding out what we need to know. So I asked, what are we doing already? What are we missing? What are the gaps we need to fill in? And what would be helpful to you? What would you like to see? So I compiled all that information together and presented it to the director and the associate vice chancellor of plant operations and said, this is what people are asking for at Vanderbilt, and this is what we already have. So they said, that's great. Can you create a strategic plan for us so that we can put something into place? So for the next few months, I worked on a five-year plan about what Vanderbilt needed in order to grow, keeping in mind that we have fiscal concerns and that if somebody handed me $1 million, I could do this tomorrow, but making sure that this is going, coming up really in a good way and that it works for everyone's budget as well. So then in July, I was hired as the first full-time recycling coordinator for Vanderbilt. And presently, I'm working on raising awareness, increasing and replacing receptacles all over campus. Some of them are still from the original program, and they say things all over in big signs, no colored paper. And I say, yes, 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 colored paper is okay now. Please bring your colored paper to us. So making everything updated with the brilliant blue recycling color that everybody is now beginning to recognize as recycling containers, along with the white chasing arrows that help people to recognize what recycling is all about. there's also, thanks to campus planning and plant operations, 16 new outdoor recycling containers. You may have noticed we're upping our efforts on the pathways. They're very attractive, and they have on one side aluminum and the other side plastic, and they're placed really close to trash cans so that people can be effective as they're drinking on the go with their bottled water and their soft drink cans, as well as their garbage, can all have the appropriate receptacle. So those have been wildly successful. We really have seen low contamination in the containers themselves, and people are using them so consistently that we've actually gotten calls saying, please pick up more frequently, which is fantastic. So that's going really well. What else do we have? Oh, this is, I want to show you, we're pairing an education session. How do I make the screen be the only thing I see instead of all this stuff? Thanks. Great. Okay, so what I do, in order to get the new bins in every place on campus, we're pairing it with an education session, because one of the benefits of doing this in the way that we have is that while I was doing a strategic plan, I contacted any number of peer institutions across the nation, and I asked them a few questions. What do you have? What are your best practices? And if you were starting this today instead of how you started it 5, 10, 15, even some places 30 years ago, what would you do differently? And they said, we would require an education component so that people could be successful, to make the program be successful, because everybody wants it to work, but not everybody knows how to do it. And so what I'm doing is this very fast. I don't bring any PowerPoint. I bring in with a laminated piece of paper. I roll it up. I come in, and I speak to people as they're getting their new containers in the buildings. And this is what I tell them, except I'm not going to tell you the whole thing. I'll just tell you what I tell them. So I talk about the three R's, which is reduce, reuse, and recycle, the biggest and most important of which is reduce, because if we're reducing, we do not have a recycling problem because we don't have anything to throw away in the first place. And then focus especially on close the loop, which means that we're trying to buy recycled products to increase and make sure that there is a market for all of these things that we're putting back into the system. I found in the assessments that most people wanted to know, yeah, I see that guy, he comes around and he brings my recycling, but what happens to it afterward? There's this general sense of skepticism, you know, are you really doing anything with it? And I reassure people that the system does work as long as the contamination is low or none, which is preferable. Because if it's too highly contaminated, our vendor, our recyclables are a commodity that we are selling. So what they're not buying from us is trash. They're buying plastic bottles and aluminum cans and mixed paper and cardboard. So if it's mostly trash, then we're tossing it. But if it's not, if it's doing it like we're supposed to, then it's working fabulously and we're getting a rebate and everything is going great. And then I talk about what we are recycling. Like I've talked to you before, and then the large quantities. So when a professor cleans out his or her office, what used to happen was that they would put all this like 17 years worth of files out in the hallway, and here comes our one guy who has 64 other buildings to get to before Thursday, and he has to deal with that, which is not appropriate and not the policy. So what happens now is you call what used to be called work management, now known as service and information systems, and you put in a work order, and the move crew will come and move that to the recycle center for you, which is the appropriate thing to do. Then I tell them about the less common recyclable items, like I talked to you about, the ink cartridge recycling, et cetera. And then I talk about where the locations are nearest them. The next biggest thing that people want to talk about is making it easy for themselves. So desk side recycling, they want to know, when are you going to have somebody do this for me? Well, currently we do have a form of desk side recycling, which means that anybody anywhere can take a cardboard box and write the word recycling on it, and your housekeeper will leave that alone so that you can fill it up with all the recyclables you want, and then when it's full, you take it down the hallway to your recycle center and you put everything into the right place. And you have done desk side recycling successfully. It's low tech and easy to do, so we appreciate that. Then I point out all of the easy ways to get. I don't know, get this out of here. There you go. Easy ways to get to our information. So all the recycle information is funneled through the same website that Andrea spoke about, which is the SustainVU website. And you can get to me by my own Vanderbilt email as well as by this recycle@vanderbilt.edu. And happily, we were able to get the phone number Earth, which is very easy for people to remember, and that's what I usually do. Then I save time for questions, and I usually have a lot of questions about the difference between Davidson County / Metro recycling, the curbside program, and Vanderbilt, and the differences therein and why the differences are. And so if you have any questions like that, I can answer those as well. So outdoor, in terms of back to where are we now and where are we going, let me wrap up with outdoor events recycling has now been ironed out and is now underway. So at outdoor events at Vanderbilt, you will now see recycling containers for plastic as well as aluminum, which is fantastic, which is different than athletic events. Outdoor events are things like putting up a tent and celebrating strawberries and champagne or something like that. Athletic events is a whole different animal, and we're working on that too, but that is not yet underway. Where are we going? So what's left is we're trying to get complete coverage of Peabody and Main campuses. Is that my 2-minute warning? Perfect. So the complete coverage, meaning that anywhere you go, it's pretty easy to get to a blue bin to put your recyclables in the correct location. It's not quite the system of everywhere there's a trash can, there'll also be recycling, but it should be visible where you can see, as well as the high traffic areas we're trying to hit. The other things that we are doing is working towards that desk side recycling program that I talked about, where it would actually be somebody helping you to do it as opposed to you doing it yourself, as well as working for a cardboard pickup system for the administrative and academic buildings, which, as you can imagine, generate a lot of cardboard. So that's where we've been, where we are, and where we're going. And if you have any questions for me, I think that's after. Is that correct, Manuel, or is that now? At the end. Okay, then great. Thanks for your time.